When I think of a dog, I think of a loyal, caring, and protective animal.
How much is that?
However, a 2013 survey by Dogs Trust revealed there are over 100,000 stray or abandoned dogs in the UK, many of which are perfectly healthy. Due to the demand for care, 21 of these healthy dogs are put down every single day. That's over 7,500 dogs a year.
I do hope that
many believe adoption controls to breeding can help curb the issue. Either way, something needs to be done to help man's best friend.
My name is Helen Flower. I'm a student veterinary nurse. I've also done a lot of volunteering at Animals in Need. I've done loads of dog walking and sort of trying to find dogs homes of their own. The difficulties in rehoming a dog, usually their behaviour is a big part of it. Not getting socialised with humans or other dogs, they usually start to develop behavioural issues.
I went to meet a volunteer at a local animal rescue in Northamptonshire to learn why someone would give up a perfectly healthy dog. Additionally, I wanted to find out why rehoming a dog is a much better option than purchasing a brand new pup.
I'm Jane Morrison and I've been volunteering at Nana's for almost 2 years now, and I get involved in just about everything, but mainly the dogs. The amount of dogs that need homes is just astronomical. You wouldn't believe it, the amount we turn away. And they come down for reasons because they pee, you know, they apparently they bark. They don't like being left alone or people haven't got time for them. I mean, one was brought down because they were moving house and it was going to get hair on the new carpet. I mean, personally, I think people think they're going to get an animal, stick it on a mantelpiece and think it's an ornament. The amount that haven't got the time. They get a dog 6 months later or haven't got the time. People just... I don't understand, personally, why people get animals and then just don't look into it before they're doing it myself. It really winds me up.
We've had quite a few people that have come to us giving up their animals. It's really sad because obviously in my environment we don't see the clients, we just see the dog come down to the back. We had one not long ago where an elderly gentleman had, his wife was in hospital with, she had terminal cancer and he had this dog at home and he couldn't look after it anymore. So he brought it to us and the dog was perfectly fine, but it had problems with separation anxiety, so he thought due to his wife passing away the animal won't be able to cope, so we had the horrible job unfortunately of putting it to sleep. Even though we've given him plenty of opportunities to giving him rehoming shelters numbers saying that we'll take the dog there, but instead he just decided to call it a day.
I don't think people understand when they get a pet that, you know, it's like a child, it is a child, only they can't speak, and sometimes yes they don't look at the expenses and they don't realize that it's going to cost them a lot of money, but sometimes it's not, you know, it can vary. And the thing is, they go out and they get a little puppy for £400-500, and what they don't realize, that little puppy is going to grow into a bigger dog. And that's the dog that's here, because they don't stay puppies forever.
So how about the dogs that are lucky enough to find themselves a new home?
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
My name's Gavin, and I've got a dog called Pickles.
My name's Aaron, and my dog is Alfie. He's a Westie, and he's 7 years old.
My name's Tina. My dog's Bruno, and we rehomed him from a local rehoming centre.
He's a Lasso Aspo, if I pronounce it correctly. He's from Tibet, Romanian kind of thing. They're known to be guard dogs.
But yeah, we knew we wanted a dog and we thought we'd want a puppy, but actually when we met this rehoming dog and realised that they're kind of not all, I don't know, damaged, I suppose, or kind of in a bad way, that we thought, yeah, let's have a look for a rehome dog.
We were told he was a bit funny with people, didn't really give sort of much attention, and he just gave me a big kiss, and I knew from that minute then when I left him that we'd have to come back for him.
The adoption process was relatively long-winded. So you go there, have a look around, and then you see your dog. And you choose it and think, right, I've been in love with that dog. And they discuss your needs, their needs, the dog's needs.
First and foremost, our dogs come first. So if we don't think a dog is suitable for your lifestyle and your and the way you live and what you want, then you won't be allowed that dog.
Went over to meet with Bruno and took him out for a little walk with my current dog, just to make sure they got on and there was no issues.
Was introduced to this little bundle of fluff who was a bit crazy, jumping around and kind of climbing windowsills and knocking down ornaments and pictures and things.
What we do is we like you to walk the dog, get to know the dog, find out about the dog. If you've got another dog, bring it down to meet the dog. We do home checks. We come around, we make sure that you've got a safe garden.
So the home visit is where most people sometimes fail on.
He was in quite a bad state. He'd had a very poor background. He was very poorly when they got him. He had ear mites, fleas. He'd never been groomed and he was 14 months old.
The main issue I had was the rabbits. So but I said, well, I'd try and do a stage introduction on him. So, and they were quite happy with that. And then as soon as after that, it was like, right, can we get him?
We came home to, over a space of 2 weeks, nearly the entire house chewed up. He did sort of feel, have we taken on too much? And then I got quite upset and thought, we'll just be like everyone else because we'll be giving him back again and he would just be starting again. So we said, right, we're going to try intensely for 6 months. So we started dog training classes.
Because it was a private sale, it was kind of like, well, if you like the dog, you can take him now if you want.
Probably about 6 to 7 months later, it was a completely different story. He was a completely different dog.
Certain dogs can't be left all day, so we check out whether you're going to work or whether you're not going to work, whether they're going to be left alone, and basically try and make sure you get the right dog, because we don't want that dog to come back again. As much as we love them, we don't want them to come back.
I think he probably was very mistreated and it obviously stuck with him for quite a long time. I like to think now he doesn't remember those days and he isn't traumatised.
Unfortunately, we can't save every dog. I mean, there are lots of rescues around, and if there's spaces, but we've got, 25 kennels, and they're all full at the moment. So any dogs that come in today, or they ring up Katrina and say, can you come in, until we rehomed a dog, our hands are tied. We can't do anything, and it's heartbreaking, absolutely heartbreaking, because we can't do anything.
It will take time. With any dog, it will take time. Even with a newborn puppy, even then, I think it would take longer.
My dog, as much as I love you, but you may think my dog will always come through.
Even with throwing a ball to fetch and catch, he would never give it up, be like keeping it. And now my hand was there and the ball was there, I wouldn't dare pick it up, but now I can just say leave it and he won't go for it.
But you may think my dog will always come through.
Animal that's been from a traumatic experience, all they want really is care and love, and they know they can trust that person.
To make me realize that I love my dog as much as I love you.
Again, once he'd settled in, he seemed to sort of be really comfortable with friends and family, and now he's like by my side all the time, so yeah, he's pretty cool.
As much as I love you.
I'd love for the day, to be honest with you, when nanas didn't have to exist. I'd love not to have to come here. Not have to, because I don't have to, but I'd love to not... Oh, nanas isn't needed. But I don't think that day will ever come because people just don't get it. They don't get it.
He is the most loyal, faithful dog you could ever meet. He literally would not leave my side now, and I couldn't live without him. So I'm just glad we stuck it out.
I love my dog